if God had not have gave me just one more chance, there's no way I could be standing right here before you today. Thank you, Lord, for another chance. Again, I want to call your attention to the book of Philippians. The third chapter, which you have already heard in your reading. And I want to pick up verses 12 through 15. For the Bible says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Here's the key. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are ahead. For I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if any thing ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Verse 14 again, where I will pull my topic. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. From these scriptures this morning, I want to speak a word of encouragement and tell you to keep pressing. Keep pressing. I certainly give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the absence of our pastor, to the ministers in the pulpit, deacons, saints, and friends. It's always good to be able to stand in this sacred spot, amen, to declare a word from the Lord. And today I just want you to know there's a reason for your pressing. Yes, yes. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Eternal God, I bow before you now in the name of Jesus, realizing, God, that I cannot preach until you show up. So God, I ask that you join me now in this place. Use me one more time for your glory. Oh God, move me out of your way. Hide me behind the cross that they will see none of me but all of thee. Take this vessel of clay and mold me, shape me into a preaching vessel on today. That something shall be said, God, that will touch the hearts of your people. That they will realize there is a reason why they keep pressing their way through. I pray now, God, that the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, shall be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Keep pressing. For there is no doubt in my mind that the majority of you, including myself, have had to experience some very tough times in our lives. And I don't know about you, but it seems to me that the times got even tougher when I made the decision to follow Christ. And I didn't really understand why that was so until I studied and researched our text on today. For no one understands that the enemy will always show up on the scene with all intentions of stopping your forward progress when it comes to the cause of Christ. And one of the key words in our text this morning is press. So my assignment this morning is to get you, the people of God, to see the necessity of the press, who we are pressing with, and what we are pressing for. Somebody say press. I like that. For any time you are in the pressing, the process of pressing, you are sending a strong statement that says, I am determined to get through this or reach my destination, no matter what it takes. With a strong determination that shouts out, I am going to make it. With the help of God, and nothing or nobody is going to stop me. Because the very thing that I am pressing for is much too valuable, much too significant for me to ease up on my press. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? For this morning, our text deals with the fact that God is using Paul in the form of a moderator. A moderator is simply someone whose role is to act as a neutral participant in a debate or a discussion. With the attempt of keeping those in the debate from straying off the topic of the questions being raised in the debate. Which is exactly what's taking place in our text on today. For Paul is dealing with Philippians who are believers. But they are wrestling with the beliefs of the old law in the Old Testament compared to the teachings of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. For how many of you know that the enemy is the number one author of confusion? It's right here in the text. For Philippians are being misled by Jewish Christians who wrongly believed that it was essential for Gentiles to follow all the Old Testament Jewish laws. And I got to say this with no intentions of throwing stones at anyone, but there are too many church folk who are stuck on how things used to be. And they are not willing to give in to change. For knowing and understand that the time has come where we must become willing to move out of the old and move into the new. Tell somebody God is getting ready to do a new thing. Which is not to say that we are to do away with how we done everything in the past. But we must pull away from those things that are no longer effective for the body of Christ. But we are to take that which is still effective and blend it in together with the new. With one purpose in mind. Which is that someday we will all have done enough to receive the ultimate prize that our text is talking about. Which is eternal life. Are you hearing what I'm talking about this morning? So Paul's assignment in our text is to get the Christian people to develop a mindset that will enable them to do away with the old and live in the new. The laws of God is what we must follow, for it will lead us to eternal life. For that should always be your main focus. It should always be your main purpose in this walk, on this journey called life. For I love the analogy that Paul uses to get his point across today in this text. For he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For there's three key words in this verse of scripture. Press, mark, and prize. Press is your determination. Mark is your goal. And prize is your destination. Which is eternal life up in glory. For how many of you are striving to make heaven your home? For I don't know about you, but I am determined to make it in by any means necessary, with continuous pressing being my motivator. Somebody say amen. Amen. So now, before I get to the meat of the text, I want to camp down on the word press for just a moment. Because our press plays a very significant role in our obtaining eternal life. So keep pressing your way to church. Keep pressing your way to Sunday school. Keep pressing your way to Bible study. Keep pressing your way to choir practice, to prayer meetings. Keep pressing your way to anything that is going to enhance your ability to serve God better. For know that your press will pay off in the end. For press in this particular setting means to urge, to enforce, to inculcate with earnestness as the press, to press divine truth on an audience, a congregation, just as Paul does here in our text. And that's my attempt this morning. But I also want to call your attention to the part of the definition that says to urge, which simply means a strong desire. You can't press without desire. Somebody say desire. For we have all had to have a desire to press our way through some very difficult moments at one time in our lives, whether it was for us or whether it was for somebody else. For know and understand this. As long as we are on this side of life, striving for the prize, we will face challenges, tough times, trials and tribulations, setbacks, obstacles, persecution, heartaches, attacks, and all of the very storms of life to stop our press. So that's when we are going to make it up in our mind that we are going to press our way through. So God has instructed me on this very day to encourage my people and tell them that no matter what comes their way that may discourage them, don't ever give up. I say don't ever give up. But you keep pressing towards the prize. For know and understand that the prize that we seek is definitely worth pressing for. Do anybody agree with me this morning? So I stand before you right now in the presence of God, in obedience to God, to tell you when you find yourself dealing with sickness, you keep on pressing. When trials and tribulations cause you to be burdened down, you keep on pressing. When your situation seems hopeless and unbearable, you keep on pressing. When you find yourself trapped in darkness and you can't seem to find the light, you keep on pressing. When you find yourself in a state of depression and hopelessness and you are on the verge of giving up, you keep on pressing. When you hear the word that you will never be nothing or you will never amount to anything, you keep on pressing. When you find yourself down in the pits of the valley, surrounded by all types of trouble, you keep on pressing. When the enemy attacks you, attacks your family, attacks your finances, attacks your very integrity, and he just keeps coming at you over and over and over again, and he just don't seem to leave you alone, you keep on pressing. For whatever you're going through, whatever attack that you may find yourself under, don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give in. But you keep on pressing, because know that there is victory in your press. I said victory is at the end of your press. If you give up too soon, you can't receive the victory. So keep moving forward. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? If you believe that, give God a hand clap of praise right there. For I promise not to hold you long. I'm almost done. Which leads me into my text. For as we journey into our text, I want to call your attention to what is taking place in the previous text. I like to do this because it sets up the text that we're talking about today. What's happening in our previous chapter is leading up to Paul letting the Christian believers know that he too had not yet arrived. But that he was pressing toward the mark, just as well as he was instructing them to do. For in chapter 2, Paul is simply revealing to the people the very thing that they must do and the mindset that they must have to obtain eternal life. For the first thing Paul does is encourage the people to become united with Christ. For we must always keep a close conscious contact with God. He tells them that they are to have a mindset of love, tenderness, compassion, and joy, just like Jesus. And we too must have those exact same things if you want to make it in. For he tells them that they should not look only to their own interests, but to the interests of others just as well. For know and understand that selfishness is not Christ-like. For we are in this thing together, and we must be on one accord, willing to help one another reach the prize. Can't walk in jealousy. This is too important. For he says here in verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. In other words, don't just do the right thing when you are in front of people, but be willing to do the exact same thing when you are all by yourself. For it is easy to put on your church face in the house of God. But what kind of face are you wearing when you leave the church house? Or better yet, what kind of face are you wearing in the church house? For I remember Brother Darrell sitting right here told me that his pastor, great preached a sermon, your face keeps telling on you. Turn and tell somebody, I'm looking at your face. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Verse 14 says, do everything without complaining or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure. Lord Jesus, I just stepped on my own toes. Work on your complaining, Reverend Holmes. Yes, God. That little woman right over there reminds me all the time about you got a complaining spirit. So I'm assuming God told her to say that. And my last point, Paul says, I consider it to be a privilege to suffer for the cause of Christ. Why is it a privilege to suffer, preacher? Thank you for asking me that. For suffering takes our eyes off earthly comforts. Too much comfort zone worship going on. Suffering weeds out superficial believers. Is your faith all real? Are you faking the phone?
Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. And you ain't been saved all your life. For suffering strengthens our faith to endure to the end. That's my main point right there. In other words, it gives us the strength to keep pressing forward. Because you will never reach your destiny moving backwards. I said you will never reach your destiny going this way when your destiny is ahead of you. Can I preach this thing? I felt that right there, y'all. Which brings me to my text. Well, the Bible says here in chapter 3, verse 7, but what things were again to me, those I counted loss for Christ. For God teaches us something right here. He teaches us that we are to be careful of considering the past achievements, making them so important that they get in the way of our relationship with Christ. Verse 8. Ye doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Paul is simply saying here, everything that he had accomplished in his life was nothing compared to the greatness of knowing Jesus Christ. If you agree with Brother Paul, give God another hand clap of praise right there. Verse 10 and 11 says, I promise you I'm getting ready to take my seat, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made comfortable unto his death. If by means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. For Paul is saying in this verse that he was unsure of the way that he would meet God, just like we are unsure. As I bring this thing to a close, whether he would meet him by execution or by natural death. But he had no doubt that he would be raised. But attainment of it was within God's power and not his own. And just as Christ was exalted after his resurrection, so will we one day to share with Christ in glory. If your pressing is right, get that straight. For it is good to know that this is not our home. But we got another home to dwell in. Up in glory. Which brings me to the apex portion of my text. I think I'm ready, Daryl. For the Bible says, not as though I had already obtained. Either were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which I also apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do on today, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. For I press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of Christ Jesus. And I just stopped by to tell somebody, don't let nothing stop your press, because there's a greater prize waiting on you when you fulfill the pressing. For somebody shout, press, Press, press. Whatever you're going through, keep on pressing. For I declare in the name of Jesus, no matter what comes our way, we're going to keep on. I say keep on pressing. I say we will keep on. Keep on pressing for the prize. Because at the end of your press is the prize of glory. Somebody shout glory. 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 But know that right in the midst of your pressing, Jesus, 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 he's gonna be right there by your side, pressing with you every step of the way, step by step, step by step, step by step. God is gonna be there right by your side, helping you make it through. If you believe that in your spirit, somebody shout, yeah, 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 yeah. I've been dealing with cancer. Keep on pressing. If you're dealing with sugar diabetes, keep on pressing. If you're dealing with high blood pressure, keep on. Keep on pressing. If you're dealing with pain in your body, keep on pressing. Under a constant attack by the enemy, keep on. Keep on pressing. For there's a prize at the end of your press, and it is glory up in heaven. Press, 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 press. I got to get out of here, but I need somebody to release a press praise in this place. I say release a press praise in this place. For heaven is your goal. Press towards your goal. But know that praise is part of your press. I say praise is part of your press. Praising for the pastor. I say praising for your pastor. Praising for the pastor. Praising for your pastor. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Press and praise. Press and praise. Press and praise. Press and praise. Whatever you need, I say whatever you need, keep on pressing to the Lord. Because in your press, I say in your press, victory, 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 victory is yours, press, 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 in your press, there is victory. If you believe it, somebody shout, yeah, 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 yeah. Press toward the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus. I don't care what you're going through. I said, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. Keep on. I said, keep on. Keep on pressing. Because victory is in your press. Give God a hand clap of praise in this place. what you're pressing for. It's definitely worth the press. As I was researching that text, God kept talking. I said, well, what you want me to say, Lord? He said, just say, keep press. So that's all I had for you. That's all I have. That's all we need. The press take care of the rest. That'll preach. The press takes care of the rest. For we are pressing for the prize, which is eternal life. And yes, there will be tough times. There will be stumbling blocks that get in our way. But we must never falter and fall by the wayside and let what we're going through deter us from keeping our eyes on the prize. For we have come too far. We have been through too much. We've been talked about too much to turn around now. For every time I look at my brother, that's a perfect example of pressing. Never complaining. Many times he stood up here in severe pain.
That's right.
Press. Because he knows at the end of his press,
yes,
there is victory.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus.